Audiogo presents City of Fading Light by John Cleary. This book is read by Rebecca Gibble.
Chapter 1. 1.
I am always puzzled, said Dr. Goebbels. Which part of you is Irish and which is American? Are you sure there is no German in you? You speak our language so well.
Not really, Herr Reichsminister, but I grew up in Yorkville, the German section of Manhattan. I picked it up from the other kids. Then, since I've been working on this picture, I've had a dialogue coach. Kathleen O'Day was a good actress. She disguised the fact that she was telling less than the truth.
There is a very strong Bund in Yorkville. All good Germans.
Goebbels, too, could act. He made an expatriate group of Nazis sound like latter-day pilgrims. Kathleen had been at ease with most men ever since she had become aware of their interest in her. Their admiration had never gone to her head, but only into her bank of confidence. Joseph Goebbels, however, made her feel she was walking on thin ice, that beneath the veneer of casual conversation, there was a deep black lake into which she had to avoid falling. He was smiling, his dark, watchful eyes focused on her as if they were alone and not surrounded by his bodyguards and all the studio crew and executives. He had charm, of a sort, but she knew too much about him to be taken in by it. She had spent 6 years in Hollywood, where charm was a manufactured product. Any girl who had been stroked, even if only on a film set, by Clark Gable and Robert Taylor was not about to fall on her back for a Nazi lecher. Her mother, an enemy of both Nazis and lechers, would not have approved.